Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The coronavirus outbreak has changed everyone's life, but it's altered some more than others. The family of Dawn Oates of Brookline, for example. She and her husband have 10-year-old twins and a daughter, Harper. Harper is 8. She suffered a spinal cord injury at her birth. She has no feeling below her neck, and she needs around-the-clock nursing care. Her lungs are compromised because of her paralysis. Harper's mother, Dawn Oates, told us the family had to take some dramatic steps to keep Harper safe during the pandemic.
Initially, when this started really heating up and I saw that following the trends from China, it was going to get worse here. And I thought, wow, I have a daughter who already has chronic respiratory compromise. She's been in respiratory distress in the past, just like what we're hearing in the news in these COVID cases now in the ICU. We're fully equipped to do that level of intensive care at our home. But what we're not equipped to do is keep people out who are working with other people who are potentially infected. And so I thought, the only way that I can keep my child safe at home is to have a team who's not moving about the world.
And so prior to all of this, you had how many nurses and nurses' aides living in your home?
We've never had anybody living in our home as a nurse full-time or part-time. The nurses typically work 12-hour shifts. They live in their own homes and they come in at either 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. and then hand off.
And you have also said, I know, that not everybody, you're completely aware, not everybody's in the position to be able to put up 3 nurses in their home and feed them as well. MassHealth pays for the majority of the nursing care because of your daughter Harper's needs. People may not have the means, but also there just aren't enough nurses. So I imagine you feel yourself quite lucky.
That's right. Well, we, even before COVID, were in the midst of a national nursing crisis. I believe pediatric home care population is a very large, very forgotten minority. And we're competing with agencies and hospitals who can pay twice what we are able to pay home care nurses. They're reimbursed by MassHealth almost double what home care nurses are paid. I also feel really sad for the families out there that don't have resources or can't leave a job to care for a child when a nurse can't come.
Could I speak with one of your nurses, Kristen Hannafin?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sure. She's right here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
I know that this is kind of baptism by fire for you because you just got your degree. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
So this is your first job. You're studying to be a nurse practitioner. What made you decide to take this job? Because, again, as Dawn was just saying, there probably are more lucrative offers that were out there. And this is pretty intense. You're living with a family with a child who has very intensive needs, and you're also having to take care of yourself because if you were to leave the home, the consequences, if you brought back the coronavirus, could be lethal.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I guess, not what would be expected out of a first nursing job out of nursing school. Initially, when I was interested in this job, when I met Harper and the family, it seemed like a really great fit. And then when I started, everything was getting more heated up with the coronavirus. And then when Dawn called to ask like if I wanted to move in with them, I just wanted to help a family and a child. And I wanted to also have a nursing job as well.
I know Harper is nearby and she has said that she talked to us. Is she able to come to the phone now?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to put this like this.
Hello?
Hi, Harper.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you doing?
Good.
So I understand we got you out of math?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad?
I don't really know.
Yeah. And so the math was for part of one of your classes?
Yeah.
Yeah, what grade are you in, honey?
Second
grade. And so I have a question. We're asking your mom and Kristen about how things have changed since this big coronavirus came around. We're learning more about it every day, about the virus. What have you learned? What do you know about it?
Well, we have to stay inside a lot.
And what else?
Well, people could, like, get sick.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything in your life that's changed since all this happened? What's different for you?
Like, how we have to FaceTime to do classes.
FaceTime to do classes, yeah, doing classes online.
Yeah.
And what else should we know about you and how you're doing with all of this? I think everybody has a certain amount of nervousness about it. How are you doing?
Well, I don't really worry about this.
Good. How come? Too many other things to do?
It's sort of just feel like I'm not really going to get the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. So why worry about it?
Yeah.
That's very smart. Okay, so we're going to let you go now, and you're going to go back to, what, doing math?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with your homework. Thank you, Harper. Nice to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
See you later.
Okay, I'm back. This is Dawn again.
Dawn, hi. So I wonder, I mean, Harper sounds like she's pretty calm about all of this.
She is, because we're working overtime.
Exactly. So, and that's the question. I mean, what is it like for you? Because it seems like even before the pandemic, you were prepared. You had a stock of N95 masks. You had gloves, and you have a ventilator in your home because Harper has to use it. This has been your life. She's 8 years old now. So what is different for you now?
That's right. I think what's different for us is just the level of stress about what's going to come into our house. Are we safe here? And that's just a thread that runs in the backdrop all the time. But we've been doing this for 8 years, coming in, washing hands, removing our shoes, you know, using Purell, washing hands again. All of my nurses are trained to provide care at an intensive care unit level. In fact, the respiratory team at Children's Hospital, because of Harper's diagnosis, they say, when she gets sick, you stay home. You don't want her to be compromised further by coming and exposing her to all of these illnesses. We have a ventilator that she uses as a BiPAP, but if she needed to use it as a ventilator, we would have support by phone or telemedicine to be able to do that. We have stood at the bedside having to make the terrible decisions that we've just heard have been outlined in the news in Boston. Who gets what kind of care? How far are you willing to go to provide life-saving care to your child? We've had these conversations in the past, and many families like mine have. And what drives us to stay this vigilant is not ever wanting to be at the bedside having that conversation again, never wanting to see our child's lips blue, never having to use an Ambu bag to resuscitate our child. We are going to do our best to make sure that we never have to be in that position again. And if that means locking ourselves down in this bunker, is what we call our home now, then that's what we're going to do. And we'll wait this out.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Dawn Oates, 8-year-old Harper
Thank
Oates,
you.
Along with registered nurse Kristen Hannafin. Very nice to talk to you. We wish you all the best.
Likewise. Thank you so much.